Hi, I'm Aaron Mee, inviting you to tune in for Community Matters on Sunday morning starting at 8:30, brought to you by Lakeshore Community Services. Join us as we talk through issues that matter most to you right here in Warren. 8:30 a.m. Sunday morning, brought to you by Lakeshore Community Services on the greatest hits, 92 Gold.
This is Community Matters on 92 Gold. If it matters to you, it's on Community Matters.
Good morning. You're listening to the Community Matters program on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country. This morning on the Community Matters program, we're going to be talking with two different guests about two very different subjects. We're going to start our conversation with talking with our guest from Erie News Now, Mike Ruzzi, about the Vietnam Wall That Heals Memorial coming to Erie. And then we are going to be talking with Carrie Swanson of CORE about some events that are going to be happening here in Warren County and how you can take part in them throughout this month. Thank you for being able to join me, Mike. I'm glad that we could be able to talk about what you've been doing with the Wall That Heals, because it's a really big project and I'm excited to learn a little bit about what you've been doing with it. And I'm excited to get an idea about what is going to be happening, because I understand it's going to pretty much be culminating on Memorial Day weekend in Erie, right?
Yeah. First of all, thanks for having me. It's a great honor to be with you today. And yeah, it's been a project, Aaron. It's been in the works for us for about a year now. And it dates back to probably March of 2021, and now really picked up in July of last year when we went to Tonawanda, New York to visit the wall when it was there. And we've been planning ever since. And since January, we've been featuring a local Vietnam veteran or their family in the Tri-County area, whether it's Erie, Warren, or Crawford counties. And that report airs every Thursday at 6 and then 11. And that's going to lead up to what you talked about. The Wall That Heals will be arriving in Erie Memorial Day weekend. It starts with an escort on Wednesday, May 25th. And it will start in Conneaut, Ohio, extend through Girard, Fairview, and Mill Creek on Route 20, then up Zook Road to the Zemzem Shrine Club. We're hoping to have over 500 motorcyclists escort the wall here. And if we get 500, that'd be a record. The record is like 436 or something like that. Then Thursday, the 26th, is the setup day. This wall is 415 feet long, an exact replica of the one in Washington, D.C. So it takes 8 to 10 hours to set it up. So, you know, that's going to be a big part of it, obviously, the setup. Then Friday, the 27th at noon, opening ceremonies. Former Governor Tom Ridge will speak. Retired Major General Mike Dunleavy from Erie, he's going to speak. A recorded message from Rocky Blyer, the ex-Steeler and Vietnam vet. So it's going to be a great hour. Some local vets will also be speaking. And then it's just open 24/7 until Monday at 2 o'clock. So it's going to be right behind the Zemzem. It had to be in an open grass area. It couldn't be concrete because they put these pillars behind them into the ground. And they light it, and it's open 24/7. Just can't wait, because it's been a long 12 months, and it's great to see the local veterans really get excited now to look forward to that.
Wow, that is really fascinating. Now, you know, what I'm curious about with this is, you mentioned that this idea really started, or this coverage really started 12 months ago. Now, was that when you guys became aware that this was going to be coming to Erie, or at what point did you guys catch on as far as like the timeline of this?
That's a great question, because a lot of people ask us about when did it all start, and it was really late January of 2021. Our news director Scott McDowell brought me in his office, and we talked about it. It was an idea from our ownership group here, and they wanted it to get it done, the Lilies, and we jumped on board with their guidance. And it was a lot of due diligence because we couldn't even put our bid in until like this past October. And then you had to wait a couple months. And then we found out around December 1st that we got it. So it was a big relief. And then you wonder what day you're going to get, right? And we get Memorial Day weekend. I mean, it couldn't be any better than that. So it was a long process, but there are, I believe, close to 30 stops. They're in North Carolina right now. Before it gets here, it will be near Cleveland, then in Muncie, Indiana, a stop in Illinois, and then it will come here. So it'll be close by. It's going to be about an hour away from Cleveland. I think it's like May 8th. And then it will eventually make its way here from, I think, Muncie, Indiana. It's in motion, but again, 30 cities were selected. I hear there were over like 400 applicants. So I feel pretty good. We feel pretty good that it worked out for Lilly Broadcast.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that I wanted to be able to discuss with this is the fact that this wall is something that you guys have been working on covering for a while now. And we talked about it just a little bit before, but you were able to go up to Tonawanda when the wall was there. And, you know, I understand that that was really amazing because you were allowing and part of this whole thing with us here was that you guys were able to help bring some veterans up to see the wall. And I think that's really cool. Now, can you tell us a little bit about how that came to be?
Yeah, it was really a great experience. We took three Vietnam veterans from Erie County, and it was amazing to watch them get out of the car and walk up to the wall. And we stayed way behind them, and they just they got close to where they saw their buddies, and they just broke down, you know. And it was really emotional. And then my biggest takeaway from the time we were there was everyone greeted each other, veterans, with a welcome home. And then I found out later, doing all these interviews, we probably have done 25 of them so far, and we're going to do this throughout the whole year, all the way up to the 50th anniversary in January of 2023 of the conflict ending for the U.S. So we got a long way to go feature-wise. But wow, the people that I've spoken to already, that was their biggest thing, that when they came home, they were called a lot of names. They took a lot of abuse. It was difficult to find work. They were really disappointed with the reaction they got when they returned home. Many of them told me, you know, they were in their uniform when they flew out of Vietnam and landed in LA or New York or wherever. They immediately went to the bathroom and put on regular clothes. They didn't even want to be seen with any military uniforms on, or even a hat. And but now, you know, they're all very excited because they feel within the last 10 years, they started to get the respect that they deserve for their service. And they had a job to do that they liked the same, they did it. And now to hear them say welcome home to each other really gives you chills when you're next to them, to see how much just welcome home means to them. It's amazing.
Wow. You know, and that is really quite amazing to see and understand there, because, you know, that is something that it's a bit of an insight that I'm glad that you're able to have gotten from this and that you're able to share with us, because, you know, me being someone that didn't really grow up in that era, but understood a little bit of it, you know, it's a really tough situation that they were put in when they're coming back here. And, you know, that's really something that it's just fascinating to understand and learn about, you know, basically how that, you know, experience and them coming back here impacted them throughout the rest of their lives, you know, leading up to this right now, because realistically the effects that that had on them did have impacts on all of those people returning, you know, whether they knew it or not.
Well, you know, there's an incredible part of this story. When I was 17, 18 or 19 years old, my summer job, I worked at this government facility in Pittsburgh, just cutting grass and doing stuff like that. And I worked with about five or six Vietnam veterans. And during that 3 years, Aaron, two of them committed suicide on the job.
Wow.
And they were really, really upset with the way they were treated. And they came home and they were very angry about it. Now, the other guys, they were okay. You know, they said they did what they had to do and they came home and they put it behind them. They didn't want to talk about it. But the two gentlemen that took their own lives, they really had a rough go. So at a young age, I got an understanding of what these guys were going through and what they had to deal with. And you see some of them now, some even to this day. One gentleman we spoke with said he hasn't slept in 40 years and he just sleeps with his eyes open. It's incredible stories like that, that they're still having major struggles with what they had to deal with.
That is really, really both sad and, you know, it's tough because it's something that those people are going to have to deal with for the rest of their lives. Now, you know, that's something that I wanted to be able to talk with you a little bit about, that, you know, you are going to be reporting and that you have been reporting on these stories for quite a while now. And like you mentioned, the reports are going to continue through, you know, at least the rest of this year. What is the best way for people to be able to tune in and find out and watch these reports? You mentioned that they're going to be airing on Thursday nights.
They air every Thursday night at 6 and 11 on Erie News Now. They also run on the Saturday morning show at 8 a.m. on WICU with Elspeth Meisner. And after each story runs, I'll put it on our Facebook page. And we have a special page on our website. It's just erienewsnow.com/Vietnam. And all the stories that we've done so far are on there, and we'll keep them on there throughout the whole year. And I'd really like to mention this because it's such an important part of it. I'm so glad you invited me on today to talk about this, because when the wall arrives that day after, the Thursday, the 26th at 8 a.m. at the Zemzem Shrine Club, mm-hmm. is the setup day. And as I told you before, it's going to take 10 hours. And anyone that wants to volunteer, we have a volunteer page on our website, erienewsnow.com/Vietnam. You can sign up. If you don't want to sign up and just show up, more than welcome, because it's quite a project to get this together and then tear it down on Monday. We need people on both days. Wow. You know, we have enough volunteers right now, but, you know, like, you know, Aaron, you don't know who's going to show up. So anyone out there that wants to join us in Erie, it's 38th and Zook. Zemzem Shrine Club, Thursday at 8 a.m. We're going to have a lunch for you. Come on out and join us, because we want to get that up and running and really showcase it here in Erie.
Absolutely. That's really, it's an amazing thing that you guys have worked a really long time to put on and bring to Erie here. And, you know, it's something that you've been working on as a project for quite a long time now. And I'm glad that we're able to see it coming together, and especially such a spectacular fashion is what this is going to be. And, you know, it's going to be a very exciting opportunity for us to have this here on Memorial Day weekend. And, you know, it's definitely going to be really important. So, you know, I highly encourage anyone that is listening, go to Erie News Now's website, go to erienewsnow.com/Vietnam and sign up. Make sure that you're part of this, because this is going to be a really important time for everything that's happening here in Erie County. And you're definitely going to want to be a part of it. And it's worth the travel. It really is.
No question. Funny story, Aaron. The other day I got an email from an old high school classmate. Now, I graduated high school in 1979. And this gentleman, I have not spoken to since high school. I get an email from him. He was in the Army like 30 years, retired. And he wanted details, because he goes, I want to be up there every day. And to hear from someone you haven't heard from in over 40 years, and it hit him when he saw the story online, that was pretty amazing. So he's going to be up. He has a bike. He's going to do the escort. He's going to help with the setup. He's going to be there 24/7, part of the takedown. And those are the really good feel good stories that you get working on a project like this. Plus, the escort alone is going to be amazing. I mean, we could have anywhere between 500 and 700 bikes. It's going to be on Route 20, going through Girard, Fairview, Mill Creek, and then make the right up Zook right to the Zemzem. That's going to be a spectacular event on its own. And then opening ceremonies to have former Governor Ridge and General Mike Dunleavy from Erie and Rocky Blyer's comments. Wow, that's going to be those two events alone. And then for the veterans, their wall for the next 72 hours after that.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're going to hope that they're able to flock to it like they did in Tonawanda when it was up there. And, you know, it's really quite amazing, because just hearing about it and being able to hear that, you know, it's going to be coming to Erie County, us here in Warren County, we've actually had people contact us asking about the wall and, you know, asking if we had any information regarding it as well. And, you know, there are organizations out here that have looked toward trying to see if they can come out and volunteer for it. So it's really pretty exciting to see that there's so much interest in this wall that it is, you know, not just only in Erie County, but it's in Warren County as well. And I'm glad that you were able to be able to join me today, first of all, so that we could get this information out there and get the message out there. And then also remind everybody that, you know, if they are looking to stay up to date on this stuff, you're going to be doing this coverage throughout the rest of this year after this, and you're going to continue your coverage on Thursday evenings, and it's going to be on Saturday mornings as well. And, you know, it's really just pretty amazing that it's something that you have put so much effort into and that we're able to see it come to life this coming Memorial Day weekend. And I'm hoping that some of these listeners here in Warren County are able to make the trek out for it.
Yeah, it's funny. Right before you contacted me to join you today, and again, I thank you for having me, I got two emails from people from Warren that wanted to be interviewed. And the best part about this is so many veterans or family members have kept it tucked inside for 50 years now. They want to tell their story, or they want to tell about their family member. And I think that's great, because we've had nothing but great stories. Real quick, just the other day, I did an interview with a gentleman who passed away about 25 years ago, but I talked to his wife, and he was only 18 years old when he was only there in Vietnam, maybe 3 months, shot in the back twice, shot in the leg. Doctor said, you'll never walk again. 4 months later, he was with the help of crutches. He was walking down the aisle at his wedding. And they ended up having 3 kids, but because of his condition, he eventually died about 18 years after he got home. But her story about her former husband was just amazing. And it just, those are the kind of stories we've had for the last 3 months. It's just, you get done with one and you're like, okay, nothing will top that. And then the next one is even better. So it's great that they're able to get this out of their system and talk about it, feel good about it, and talk about their loved ones and the great contributions that they made to the United States.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's the thing. They're all really powerful stories too, yeah. You know, and that's really the important thing about this is that, you know, it's really interesting to be able to see these, and the reporting that you've done on them so far has been really, really interesting and top notch. And that's the thing, when you see these reports and you see the work that you've been doing on it, it's really amazing. So I definitely hope that people that are in our listening area are able to take some time out of their day and check out your contributions and what you've done on the Erie News Now website, and make sure that they can start paying attention to when you're going to be doing these reports as well on Erie News Now, if they don't already. So,
well, I really appreciate the kind words, and I'm not just saying this because I'm working on this project, but I'm coming up on 40 years in this business, and this has been one of the most enjoyable, if not the best assignment I've ever had. It's just because you're hearing these great stories and you're able to pass along information about people that are no longer with us that made the ultimate sacrifice, and to be able to retell it, you know, it's been very satisfying to be a part of this project. I'm very fortunate to be a part of it. I'm glad they let me be a part of it.
Well, Mike, I'm really glad that you're able to be able to tell these stories, and I'm glad that we're able to be able to experience this. And I'm glad that this is something that is able to happen, because honestly, it's really important to a lot of different people here in this area and abroad. And it's really great that you're doing this. And, you know, I'm glad that we were able to talk today so that we could highlight what you've been doing both in Erie and here in Warren County, and the things that you've been doing covering all of these things with the wall, being that it's been up in North Tonawanda, being that, you know, you guys have been covering its route all the way up to where it's going to be before it gets here. And, you know, I think that you guys have been doing an amazing job. So thank you from us here in Warren to you guys for what you've been doing. And, you know, thank you for the effort that you've put into this. It's really awesome.
Well, I appreciate that so much. Right now is like that first weekend after Thanksgiving, and you're looking forward to Christmas. And for us right now, that's the end of May when it arrives here. So just really can't wait now for it to get here, and for those veterans to have their time that they earned with their wall. So that will be great. And we're, you know, a little over 4 weeks away. Again, thanks for having me today. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, absolutely. And Mike, if people want to stay up to date with the reporting that you do, you also have a Facebook page as well. That's ENN Mike Ruzzi, correct?
I do. And it's all the stories are posted on there as well.
Awesome. Well, Mike, thank you for taking the time to join me. I'm really glad that
thanks so much for having me today. I really appreciate it.
To live independently, it's something most of us take for granted. But at Lakeshore Community Services, that's what we do for the people we support. Disabilities resulting from intellectual and mental health challenges often inhibit a person from achieving their best life possible. But for 36 years, we've helped people throughout northwestern Pennsylvania have better self-direction, personal worth, and value. Helping people in our community, your family members, friends, and neighbors achieve independence and their best life. We see the amazing in everyone. Lakeshore Community Services.
Community Matters on 92 Gold.
I'm really interested to be able to educate myself and educate all the listeners here about CORE and learn what CORE is. Sure. And then I'm also excited from there to be able to talk about the big event that you guys have coming up next month. So it's going to be exciting to be able to talk about.
Yes, CORE. I founded CORE about 5 years ago. And it stands for Choosing Openness Regarding Experiences. So it's encouraging people to talk about what they're going through, whether it be gender identity, whether it be depression, emotional things, mental health stuff. And the reason that I felt it important is I've been in the mental health field for 28 years. And one of the things that has been a common thread throughout is suicidal ideation. And as my career has gone on, the numbers of suicide have gone up, both completions and attempts, and the number ages of people attempting or dying have gone down. So that's been very scary to me. And honestly, it is one of the most preventable only because you can get treated for mental health issues. And there seems to be a big problem with the stigma of people getting help for depression or post-traumatic stress disorder or anxiety. So actual number is 90% of people that have died by suicide have a treatable mental health condition. But it's the stigma that sometimes leads people to not acknowledge that or to seek help. So it's been kind of a real passion of mine to educate people on this and to start to treat mental health like we do physical health.
Wow, that is really unique. It's really an amazing thing that you're doing this here in Warren County. It allows people a really great opportunity. Now, what I'm curious about, is it open to the public? How do you become someone that would like be part of CORE?
People just have to contact me. I have a lot of people that are interested in helping with events, and it's been pretty humbling to see the number of people who will contact me over the years and say, you know, I'd really like to help you out with your next event. Here's my contact info. I'd really like to donate. We've also had people who have donated to CORE after somebody has died and has put a memorial in for them. So I feel like CORE is starting to get its feet on the ground in Warren and starting to become something that when people say CORE, they recognize it as a mental health and suicide prevention entity. And I'm real proud of that because I feel that we're gaining some ground on that. I don't know if you're familiar with the billboards that we do every year. CORE sponsors this year 6 billboards in May for Mental Health Month and 6 billboards in September for Suicide Prevention Month. And CORE has been doing that for the past 4 years, I believe. This is the first year I offered it to the art students for September, but the art students create the billboards now for CORE. And we just had the judging and we just got all the billboards submitted. And I just sent the May batch out to Lamar Advertising. And so they're going to be all over the county, 6 of them in May. And then again, 6 of them in September. And they're all designed by Youngsville, Eisenhower, Warren, and Sheffield art students. So that's pretty cool because you see from their perspective and from their view of mental health and suicide prevention and what message they want to get out to the community. So that's been kind of a really neat thing and something that I've been really proud of with that is doing that every year.
Is there like any type of audience that's more encouraged to attend than others or?
Not really. It used to be, Aaron, you couldn't even say the word suicide, like in school and stuff, you know, you just didn't say it. And now the younger that kids can understand the meaning of depression and anxiety. And with all the social media stuff, kids are learning more about suicide than us adults sometimes know about. So I don't think there really is an age. All of CORE's events, the golf tournament, kids can play in that with their family. But the event in September is a community event. That's family, kids. It's going to be, we have the dancers dancing. So CORE does try to make it very family oriented in the sense of parents being able to discuss what the event is for and educating their children that way.
Wow, that's really nice. That's really awesome. So you mentioned you've got a big event coming up next month. It's a golf tournament. So yes. Would you mind giving us some information about that?
Sure. There are actually two big events on the same weekend. So May 21st is Saturday is a golf event that CORE used to have what was called a wacky golf tournament. And that was for people that just like to golf, but maybe weren't the serious golfers. And so they would hit a ball with a tennis racket and then do a normal scramble. This year, we decided to do a serious golf event, but it's going to be flighted. So there will be three flights and there will be three first, second, and third place in each flight. And it's called a big cup tournament. And what that means is they're doubling the size of the cup. So it gives you a better chance of putting and chipping in. And that will be May 21st, starting at 9 a.m. And registration will be at 8. And if people are interested, they can just call Blueberry Golf Course and sign up there. But we're going to have lunch and dinner provided, goodie bags, contests, fun contests on 4 or 5 holes. So it's going to be a fun event, but all those proceeds will go to CORE.
Wow, that sounds amazing. It sounds like a really great opportunity for people to get out and support what you guys are doing out there. And it sounds like it's going to be a beautiful weekend as well, being that it's near the end of May with the beautiful weather that we can be expecting. And
yes,
sounds
totally.
Very exciting.
I'm hoping for that. The next day, then May 22nd, the kids at the high school are having their suicide prevention walk for their classmates that had died by suicide. So CORE is also sponsoring that and will be there with a table and information at that event as well.
Wow, that's going to be really, really amazing. Now, I understand, is that starting at Betts Park?
Yes, Betts Park at 2 p.m.
Wow, that's going to be really exciting. Now, do you know the route that that's going to follow?
I do not. I think that they're doing the path. So I think they're mapping out a path along the water. Everything down there. And then they're going to have mental health agencies are going to have tables to provide information. And they're going to have some entertainment and food vendors, food trucks. So I think it's going to be a really fun event.
Wow, that is really amazing. Those two things are going to come together to make a really wonderful weekend.
Yes.
That's so exciting. And so with that being said, what I'm curious about is if people want to be able to stay in touch either like on social media or online, do you have an online presence that they can follow?
I do. I am not very techie at all. So I do have a good friend, Barb Young, has taken over my technical difficulties. CORE has a webpage, CORE Warren PA, a Facebook page under CORE Suicide Prevention, I believe.
Okay.
So we do have both those entities. And then also in September, Aaron, CORE is going to be doing a huge community event downtown on September 23rd. And that's going to be kind of like bringing back the sidewalk days.
Oh.
So, yeah. So it's going to be having storefronts, craft vendors, food trucks, having everybody downtown from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. and providing music. Sweet Jane is going to be providing the music there. And we're really excited about that because I loved sidewalk days growing up and have missed that. So I would like to incorporate something. And it's the night of a home football game. So people could come out and get dinner and walk around and then go to the game. And so I think it'll be good. But again, it's to raise awareness and understanding of what people are going through. And the pandemic didn't help with that. So there's a lot more mental health need than I think people are aware of.
Absolutely. No, you're right about that. And hopefully you know, with these events that you guys have been working on coming up, it's going to definitely be able to spread that out and hopefully get the need out to a bunch of more facets in the community. And mm-hmm. I'm definitely excited. It's going to be a wonderful weekend coming up in May. And
Thank you. Sounds
like you've got another wonderful night scheduled for September. And it's going to be a great opportunity both times to be here in Warren County. So yes. I'm excited.
Well, I appreciate your help in all of this and getting the word out and helping people to know what CORE is and what we're doing and spreading that. So I appreciate you too.
Thank you for listening to Community Matters. If you have any questions, inquiries, or suggestions, feel free to reach out at warrenradio.com and click contact.
Hi, I'm Aaron Mee, and I'm inviting you to tune in to Community Matters Sunday morning starting 8:30 a.m. brought to you by Lakeshore Community Services. Join us as we talk through the issues that matter to you right here in Warren at 8:30 a.m. Sunday morning brought to you by Lakeshore Community Services on Warren's Country Station 104.3 Kinzu Country.